episode 48.
Yep.
We're really... It's going. It's going.
It's happening.
Anybody else's hair feel electric right now?
No.
No, it don't.
Just me. I'm just sucking all this energy, I guess. Sucking these screens off. Sorry, Mom.
I am ready. As the Kobold King calls out for your execution, the four honor guard eye each other before standing from their kneeling position. Once again, they begin to just whirl these flying talons above their head. And I asked you to roll for initiative. What'd you get, Scarab?
Oh boy. I'm so bad at math. 33.
Oh, wow, same as last time.
Yeah.
Monet.
23.
All right, not bad. Rootmore.
24.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Give me one moment.
Oh.
There's someone I totally need to add to the initiative. Alrighty, as the honor guards stand and begin to take their formation, you see that Slurk trainer from before. He's in horrible shape, like he's barely clinging on. And he turns, as the Kobold King turns and begins to walk back to his throne, turns to the king and he pleads,
"Please, my lord, safety, safety!"
The king turns, looking over his shoulder, and a look of disgust fills his face. He walks up to this kobold.
"Safety? Yes, safety."
Before he flashes a dagger and impales that kobold in the chest.
Ooh.
As the kobold screeches and dies, slowly the dagger begins to glow in the Kobold King's hands.
Can I do a recognize spell on that?
You can try.
You can try.
It's a, what is that, when a spell happens, reaction?
Yes.
See what it is? It is not a spell.
Oh, okay.
So I'll save you that reaction.
Okie dokie.
Make it quick, or you'll be next.
Scarab, you begin.
Ha!
Scarab leans forward on Tricky. He bares his teeth.
Heretic!
Points his gun.
To you and me! You and me, sun up, sun down, I will fight to the death. You are no Kobold King.
And he is going to use his new ability. Pistolero's challenge. Both you and opponent. I need to do a check against your will DC. His will DC.
Okay.
To see if this works.
Let me pull it up real quick. Got it. Go for it.
And this will last until noon the next day.
Don't forget you have your session PP.
I do, and I'm thinking about it. Because this isn't the worst thing to fail. Only if I critically fail. Which is bad. Hey, let's just play the game. I'm rolling!
Do it.
20?
That beats it.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So now we are locked in a duel where we both will deal 3 additional damage to each other.
Let me read this out for you. Both you and the opponent gain a +2 status bonus to damage rolls with strikes made against each other. If you're a master, which I am, the skill I used for the check, the status bonus to damage rolls increases to +3. So I think that's for both of us. So, yep, +3 until noon tomorrow.
Cool.
It doesn't mean you have to attack me.
Okay.
Is it a negative when you go after other people?
No.
Okay.
The negative is that he can deal more damage to me. As well.
So does that tie him into only attacking you?
No, but he may want to.
Gotcha.
Because I just gave you a little bit of bloodlust. Okay, so that's going to be the first thing. Final 2 actions. Yeah, I could do that. No, that's not necessary. Scarab is going to fire at that man.
All right. Lay it down.
I will use my session PP.
Ooh.
29 to hit.
That's a hit, but not a crit.
Very good.
Oof, no, it's not. No, it's not. 3 damage. Minimum damage.
Plus.
Plus three. Six damage.
There you go.
Alrighty.
Oh, wow.
Good remembering him, Odd.
Thank you for helping me. Scarab's final action.
Tricky!
Tricky is going to gore the kobold directly in front of us.
Okay.
Or not. Oof, 16 to hit?
That is a miss.
Okay. Tricky swings at the one. He'll swing at that same one again.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Max damage.
Oh, good.
Boy, 20 points of damage. Piercing.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Missed him in the earlier fight.
A devastating blow. You almost completely gored that kobold. You see Tricky's tusk pierce the side of the kobold, leaving him grievously wounded.
Good boy, Tricky.
That's it.
Next up is the kobold king. Hearing your challenge, he turns fully around to face you. He lifts his hand to his right. Directing one of the kobolds, his hand begins to glow, and so does his eye. A fearsome yellow glow.
Recognize spell.
Now you can.
Ooh.
What do you have to do for that?
You must be aware of the casting if you are trained in the appropriate skill of the spell's tradition. So it's a secret roll that you roll. Based off of its tradition, whether it be arcana, nature, occultism, or religion.
I believe occultism.
You didn't have to tell me that.
Sorry. It's tough with legacy content because it's not categorized that way.
So you would roll. Wait. Let me finish reading this.
Yeah.
So if you're trained in the appropriate skill of the spell's tradition and it's a common spell of second rank or lower.
Okay. I can tell you right now, it is not a common spell.
Oh. Then I automatically identify it.
Oh, if it's common, you automatically identify it.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. You still roll to attempt to get a critical success.
You take 2 damage.
But you
and
can't...
another 300 damage.
But you can't get a worse result than success. The highest rank of spell you can you automatically identify increases to blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so what am I rolling here?
The GM rolls a secret arcana, nature, occultism, or religion check, whichever corresponds with the tradition of the spell being cast.
Okay, what's your occult modifier?
Plus 8.
Get him.
Yeah, that's enough for that.
So,
I'm thinking you probably would have... Do you just get to know the spell?
So there's a success, I correctly recognize the spell. Critical success, I correctly recognize the spell and gain a plus 1 circumstance bonus to saving throw against it.
Not or relevant.
Your AC, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, that won't be relevant to
okay.
you. This, I think, is maybe something you would have had to read about because it's very obscure. It's a spell that's known as Diabolic Edict. And as he raises his hand to the kobold on his far right, he says, "You kill the dwarf." And that yellow glow from him seems to kind of like emanate around that creature. What Diabolic Edict does is you make a demand of a target performing a particular task and you offer rewards for their fulfillment. It gets a plus 1 status bonus to attack rolls and skill checks relating to performing that task. And if it refuses to perform the task, it instead takes a minus 1 to those same checks. So I'm going to go ahead and mark this one.
Well, you said that all way too fast for me to die.
So he has received a Diabolic Edict to kill Rootmore.
A plus 1 status?
Huh?
Plus 1 status bonus to it.
You can just look up Diabolic Edict if that makes it easier for you.
Oh. You'll let me do that?
You know what it is.
So, like, say what if somebody else was to kill Rootmore? Do they get any gifts?
No.
You just point your gun at Rootmore.
You live this time, buddy!
That's
similar. All right, you got me.
I'll help you out.
Similar to your duel.
Yeah, he can just ask somebody else to do something for him, and if they do, they get bonuses while doing it.
This fucking yellow eye glowing shit is the same shit we've been seeing in the zombies.
Yeah. And the same shit you saw in your dream.
We're dealing with magic. It's magic.
He then
will raise his other hand towards the kobold on his far left.
You kill the girl.
I knew you were going to say kill the girl.
Just kill the girl. Kiss the girl.
And so now that one has a blessing against you, Monet.
Lowrider?
Kiss the girl.
Yeah, there he
is. Just and with one action remaining, his hand snaps forward and that twisted-looking dagger in his hand comes flying right at you, Scarab. You want to hit the deck? You want to jump off Tricky?
This scares. He's going to hit the dirt. You know, whee!
He's throwing the dagger?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Scarab's going to get a plus two to his AC.
Okay. This might miss then. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yep, 22.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it's a miss.
Nice.
Yep, that's a miss.
I gotta drag these boys.
You dive out of the way just in time for the dagger to whiz past you, going through the open door and down the corridor. Yeah. So as that dagger whizzes away, his hand is still outstretched. And then a moment later, just... he's in his hand again.
Oh my god.
Moving right along. It is... the Dark Talon, who is tasked with killing you, Monet. It's his turn. He's going to step over you, Scarab. Even though you're prone on the ground next to him. He's going to step over you.
Wear underwear!
And that talon is going to come flying at you, Monet. Actually, I apologize. He doesn't have to. It's got 10 feet of reach. It's going to swing at you from there.
Ooh!
Okay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Bad rolls, guys. 17.
That is a miss.
Yep.
Yeah, it's because Scarab, he stuck a finger out as the guy flung the chain, and it just kind of dangled on his finger. It just dangled there. It didn't make its mark.
Good luck. Try again.
Scarab's ready to throw his arm up in the air again.
So he's going to spend an action. As it whizzes past you, he's going to spend an action to pull it back, and then he's going to throw it at you again.
Okay. Ay, 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 ay.
Ooh, much better. Natty 18 for 23.
That is a hit.
Okay.
Exactly.
Damn.
Exactly.
Exactly.
This is going to grab.
Unless the grab is an extra action. I'll be patient.
The grab would be an extra action if I did that. Not a lot of damage on this. This is going to be... See, I already forgot my own plus one to that attack. Both times.
Ah, damn.
Wouldn't have mattered on the first one.
Nope.
Second one didn't matter either because it was a hit. So that's going to be 7 points of piercing damage as this flying talon collides with you. Just these metallic, like a dragon claw on a chain, essentially burrowing into your shoulder.
Disgusting!
Kung Pao.
Exactly.
I learned something today. Chain that's a, hand really hurts.
That's a flying talon. Yeah.
Swinging a chain, swinging a chain. I can either A, dodge the claw, do a 6 spinning back kick and take him out in one blow, or B, take the talon to the face and roll around on the ground. Should have picked A.
I like big butts in a can of ice.
Such a good movie. Everybody go watch Kung Pao. It's dumb but great. That's it for that guy. And now it is the Dark Talon right in front of you, Rootmore.
Oh, me.
He's going to attempt to melee you with the claw. Natural one.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Did you poo-poo in your pants?
Cody's just been having a rough couple of weeks with these.
Yeah, it's not good. He's, you know what? He's so disgusted with how bad he is at doing his job. He didn't get a blessing from his boss like the other two. He's sick in three.
Oh, no. Jesus.
That's a minus three to everything.
Yeah.
And he can try to retch. God, how does retching work again? I know it's spend an action.
It's fortitude, save, against, or maybe it's a flat check. I think it, let me see. I'll just fucking look it up.
A fortitude save against the DC of the effect that made you sickened. I don't know what the DC would be.
Rootmore.
Maybe it's normal to hit, or your AC. There's no way I can make it save Rootmore's AC.
That's too high.
It's impossible.
Well, do it
you know his level. Just do it against the level DC. You know, the basic level DC.
Could do that.
That's what I would do. Just make it easier.
I'll do it against his attack DC. Just his normal to hit, plus 10. That way it's like, that's the thing that made him upset, is how bad he did at swinging his thing. So I'm going to retch. That makes it a DC 20. And he fails on that first retch, and he's going to spend his second action retching.
I got to see if retch is a manipulate action.
I have it pulled up. Give me a second. Yeah, see, there's not, it's not an action itself. It just says you can spend a single action retching. There's no, like, retch action.
Ah.
Plus, he's not manipulating anything. He's just standing there going...
Are you really going to hit a guy while he's throwing up on himself?
Rootmore will.
Rootmore will do anything.
What's the matter, stupid?
Let me put a sickened on him with something. Do this one. Sharkman kneeling down.
Yeah.
So you failed both of them?
Yep, so he's still sickened three. It's your turn, Rootmore.
You disrespect this holy chapel! This is Torag's house! We've been sent to clean it up. Bless!
We've been sent to clean it up.
And Rootmore will cast Bless. That is a 15-foot burst around Rootmore. And allies get plus one bonus to attack rolls while in the emanation.
Okay. Okay!
And it's a manipulate. If that, you wanna do if that matters, better? Cody.
With your chains.
The Honor Guard do not have ALOs. They're boring.
Fancy.
Unfun to play.
Losers.
So.
Losers, even.
Dorks.
Yeah. Scarab and Monet, y'all are in the circle, just right on the edge.
Circled up. Plus one to our attack rolls and defense rolls.
Come down and fight us, you little coward, glowing eyes, sending your weird guys with the spiky chains.
And Rootmore will raise his shield. That's it.
I just got the big old circle on the screen, then it dang old went away. Was that a thing?
That was me.
No.
I did see it.
That was kind of fun.
I was seeing kind
of fun to look at.
Where the 15 covered.
Okay.
Here you go, Moni.
Nice.
Okay.
See a sickly looking gold kobold right in front of you, ripe for the striking. Mm-hmm. It's Brone.
He deserves death.
Death, brother.
Death.
Monet is going to move here. She is then going to spark until she overflows. Discharging, and she's going to do a lightning dash to here.
So just through those two?
Yep.
Okay, is that a save?
That is a basic reflex save. Por favor.
Double checking something.
It's a dang old Falco dash.
Yeah. Side B.
Mm-hmm. I always kill myself doing that with Fox. I always unalive myself playing the video game Smash Brothers as Fox doing that side B.
Kill myself with Wolf doing that because, you know, it goes up at an angle.
The one closest to you gets a natural 20.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, for a save. Eh.
The other one gets 18.
Okay, that one fails.
Okay.
Cool.
So the one that has its little blessing against me gets half damage. And the other one gets...
On a critical save?
Yep, critical save doesn't... Well, it's a basic reflex save.
Basic is critical means nothing. Crit fails double on basic saves.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All basic saves, the way basic are, there's 4 degrees of success on basic. There's success, failure, critical success, and critical failure.
Well, I didn't do that on my tremor before, because all we said was... Because on that it says on a crit failure, they fall prone. It doesn't say double damage.
Right. So that's just an additional effect that it has on the crit fail. But nobody crit failed anyway, and they all died in one hit.
Well, someone did crit fail before.
Oh, on the slurks forever ago?
Yeah,
I didn't know that one was a basic save. If you see one that says basic save, then that follows the 4 degrees of success.
Yeah,
okay,
it used to be written. They kind of stopped writing it.
The one that's against Rootmore takes 17 lightning.
Woo!
17. Oh, damn it.
That's some good lightning. That's some good damage right there.
Yeah, he isn't even gone yet. That's a lot of damage.
Cool.
And that is her turn.
Coincidentally, it's that one's turn next.
Yeah, but he's got a job to do.
He do have a job to do. Alright, he's going to use a cool action that I haven't gotten to use before.
Ooh.
As the lightning surges through him, he weakly stumbles, and then he's filled with a form of primal fury. He becomes enraged at the idea of you assaulting his king, and he looks at you, Monet, and he lets out a furious shriek. And he gains 2d6 hit points as he uses no retreat.
Wow.
6 on the first, 6 on the second.
Oh,
he gets
my
back
God.
12 HP.
This guy? This guy?
Yep.
Isn't he supposed to attack Rootmore?
It's not an attack. All he did was back HP.
I see.
Yeah, he used a move called No Retreat.
Wow.
It's a dark talent ability. No retreat, one action. Necromancy primal traits, frequency once per day. Requirement, the Dark Talon Kobold is adjacent to at least one enemy and has fewer than 12 hit points. Effect, the Dark Talon shrieks in fury and regains 2d6 hit points.
Oh, I'm so vigilant! That's not a real kobold. Probably a mirage.
Alright, and after he does that, he's going to spend an action and he's going to rush at Rootmore. And as he runs up 5 feet, he attempts to tumble through your space.
Whoa.
So this is going to be an acrobatics check against your reflex DC. Oh, where are your acrobatics, little kobold boy? 23?
Exactly.
Nice. Okay, so he sprints up to you, and then he vaults over your head, landing behind you. And for his third action, he takes a swing at you with his talon.
Not enough space to stand there, Lieutenant Crick.
Hey, little guys.
He's small. All
right. Uh-oh.
He ain't going nowhere. This is the last place he's ever going to step.
Uh-oh.
That's not good. He got a 4. Not total, but a natural 4 is not going to be good enough. Dang. Well, he's in position. Wait, he gets a plus 1. 5? Okay. Let's see. That's his turn, so it's going to go to the one next to Scarab now, the one who's been bloodied a bit. Scarab, he is looming over you, and he's just going to swing down at you with a claw.
Okay.
Oh my
natural
God.
2.
Woo.
Just swing again.
Scarab dodges.
I'm about to change my die, I swear. Natural 3. Should be making good on my promise.
Hey, you guys do. You gonna hit me or what? Hey, you gonna hit me?
I don't even think I can hit you unless I nat 20 on this third hit. So, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna nat 20.
Uh-oh.
13. Plus.
Minus.
Plus minus. actually, it's a plus 0 on the third attack, so that is gonna be a miss.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn for you.
Damn for me indeed. That's the end of round one. Scarab, you next.
Fine for me. Fire!
Shoots at King Kobold. We're going to throw... No, we're not. He fires.
Throw your gun.
Gun, go!
Good thing I didn't, because that's a natural 20. It's a natural 20 on the die.
Ooh, baby.
Oh.
Yes, finally.
Baby. Give me something good.
Uh-oh.
Sick. Scarab from the ground fires his weapon, scoots not a full 5 feet back, but he scoots like something heavy was behind this shot. It hits this kobold king, and let's see how much damage it does as it throws him to the floor. He is now too prone. 27 damage, magic piercing.
Oof.
Wow.
And he has been floored.
And he's prone. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. With the plus 3?
With the plus 3.
Hell yeah.
Not the best. I got 2 wands on my d8s.
Ah.
Ah.
Ha!
He laughs. Reloads his weapon.
Tricky!
Tricky is going to, again, attack that bloodied one in front of him. Big hit. 29 to hit.
That's a hit. That's a crit.
Oh my god.
Yes, finally.
Oh god, yeah, it's that extra damage. That's the big one. That's going to be 22. 22 pig. 22 pig damage.
Pig damage.
22 pigs just show up.
There's no room. Yeah, I'm Tricky, hungry now.
Tricky gores him, and he drops his talon as he dies.
Yeah.
Tricky and Scarab are just squealing and squelching. Tricky is slowly going to walk towards this man and stop right in front of him. And that is the end of Scarab's turn. So Tricky's kind of got his feet on the steps of this altar here. Well, this throne.
Okay, up next is going to be the king. He's going to spend an action standing up. And then he's going to hop down the side of the dais. 5, 10, 20.
Does he land on that man? Just shoving the other kobold to the ground?
No, he moves through his space. 25. Okay. Oh. So he's going to hop down and then circle around you as you're on the ground and standing over you and flanking you, although you can't be double flanked, so no big deal. You're just off guard.
Yeah.
He's going to stab down at you with that dagger.
Gulp!
Does an 18 hit your flat-footed AC?
It does not.
Yeah. Wow.
22 would.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Am I looking at the right deal? Hold on. I rolled a natural 8. I'm just checking if I did the right 2 hit. Yeah, plus 10. No, 18. That's his turn, because he had to stand up, move, and swing. Talon number 2. Oh, right. The retching man.
I'm shaking. I'm scared.
-3. That's amazing. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's retching man's turn. He's gonna retch.
Stop 4. Trying to throw up on me!
Oh my god. This poor guy.
Okay. That one works. So he goes down 1, so he's sickened 2, and spent his third action retching again.
Poor guy.
Not on that one.
Wow.
Rootborn?
Ah! Saving me the trouble. Rootborn runs over
to the false king.
One action, second action.
This whole not having AoEs on everybody in 2E kind of sucks.
I like it because you're not like locked in, you know? And it's also surprise.
I can appreciate that, but being surrounded, literally flanked, where your AC is lower because there are people surrounding you and you can able just to go and just walk out of it without any consequence, feels really bad.
Well, to be fair, one guy's not even fighting. He's just trying to throw up.
He was giving you a -2 AC for the other guy. Yes. The guy who already had a +1 bonus on you, too.
Uh-oh, what just happened?
Just saying it feels bad.
Hello there. I have a feeling we need to keep this one alive.
So I'm going to do a... why can't I think right now?
No.
Non-lethal hit. So it's -2 to this attack.
Vicious swing!
What does the vicious swing? I'm going to viciously kill you.
16 to hit.
Way miss.
Sir?
Yeah, I rolled poorly. Can I turn this in and roll again?
Not after the fact, sir.
Oh, we did that before.
We did it once.
All right.
Take advantage of my graciousness. I already got a guy puking. One of them's already dead. You can walk away from any of them you want.
It's your fault.
All right. Well, that's it.
It's not his fault. Trying to spend things after it doesn't work out is his fault.
Hey, that's how hero point works. Yeah, that's it.
You can spend your hero point.
You sure?
Yeah. They're all going to die anyway. All right. I'll drag it out.
Oh, thank you. Still going to be non-lethal.
Oh, little guys, don't give up.
Natural 20.
Oh, my God.
All right, roll your damage.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, finally.
Feels bad.
I did non-lethal, though, so he's not going to die. Oh.
Unless it does any other damage.
Unless the card kills him or makes him bleed.
Disintegrate.
Decapitate.
Punches that off. Yeah.
The target is wounded 2 and enfeebled 2 until it is no longer wounded. And it's also normal damage.
Well, if he's wounded 2 and then goes unconscious, he goes to wounded 3, which means he dies.
No, it's non-lethal. So he just goes to sleep.
But he'll be wounded with non-lethal.
Wounded 2.
Yeah, but he gets knocked unconscious and he's going to be wounded 3. Because he gets knocked unconscious.
It's kind of like... since it's non-lethal, it's not putting him in the dying phase.
So it doesn't give him the wounded because he doesn't hit dying. He just goes straight to unconscious. Okay.
Well, but then if he gets knocked down again, because of this crit.
Yes, that's not what I said. Oh. I said he's not wounded again in that instance, which would put him at 3 and kill him, which is what started this whole
merry-go-round. You just put him in a hospital bed.
Yeah, you floored him. His children fear for you.
28 bludgeoning.
Oh my god.
That is 1 point over enough to knock him unconscious.
Oh my god.
So as your hammer collides with the king, he immediately, his yellow glowing eye stops. He collides with the ground hard, and as he does, his crown rolls off. And something unexpected happens. As the crown rolls off of his head, his form begins to shimmer and twist until there's a completely different kobold there. Now unconscious.
With purple scales?
A female kobold with white scales.
That's what I meant to say.
An albino kobold. Upon seeing this, immediately all of the other kobolds cry out in anger. Traitor! Murderer! Kidnapper! And they all focus their attention on this now unconscious kobold.
Oh shit.
Anything else you want to do, Rimor?
That was all of his actions. Move and 2-action vicious swing.
Monet, you're up.
Looks like we stepped into something that's not really our business.
Hey, everyone.
Slowly tiptoe backwards out of the room.
I mean, I was... They kill her?
They're gonna kill her. She's gonna die.
That's crazy.
This interesting situation.
Ain't much we can do about that.
It doesn't make them not our enemies. Something to keep in mind.
Yeah, I mean, I was just gonna keep fighting.
I know, this is just very weird. It's like, Whoa, lore! Somebody pick up the codex after we kill these guys.
Monet will rechannel her elements.
Hey, you, what are you screaming about? Tell us before we kill any more!
That's and what I could say.
She is going to do...
Oh! New character.
She looks elderly.
Something tells me we're not going to get to find out about her.
I like what I see.
Eh, you know.
What can you do?
What can you do? Monet will do a... elemental blast at the guy that was going after Rootmore before. Just a single action guy.
Get him.
That's a natural one.
Oh.
That's a magical fumble.
Did you poo-poo in your pants?
You're about to. That's the card I drew. I poo-poo my pants.
Who's the nearest ally to that creature? Would that be Tricky or would it be Rootmore?
Tricky. He really wanted it to be Rootmore.
I don't want to hit Tricky.
Right? You're aiming at the guy.
Yeah, it's the closest to...
Yeah, it's Tricky.
Closest ally.
Oh, closest to him.
To that guy at the bottom?
Yeah, you hit the nearest ally to the target.
It's even.
It's both. That's a coin toss.
Let's see. You want odds or evens, Tricky?
Even.
I will also take even.
It's even. So that hits Rootmore.
Rootmore. Thanks, man.
I'm also taking.
Wait.
Tricky turns to Rootmore. Thanks,
it hits
brother.
Rootmore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Rootmore, thanks.
So.
What?
Oink, oink. Thanks, man.
Monet is charging up to fire, and then she sees that kobold change.
Ew!
Sorry, let me grab my.
Are you just straight up hitting Rootmore with your damage?
Yes. It's a single action. It's also ranged, so there's literally nothing added to this.
Okay.
Bring it on!
It's a single action, funny damage.
It's
a funny little 42 damage.
It's really not all that bad.
Silly goofy.
Silly damage,
it's
yeah.
Just 2d8.
Times 3.
With no bonus.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this. What do you got for me?
It's
probably the best role.
She's like, Rumor, stop! Don't kill it!
I was not lethal!
And then, yeah, Rumor gets hit for 7 bludgeoning.
Don't hit that girl!
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ow!
Only hit the boys.
Monet will move to here. Right behind Rootmore, nestled up next to Tricky. And that will be her turn.
Hit him again, hit him again.
Okay. It is number one's turn. Number one. This is the one that was going for Rootmore, and he's actually just going to swing his talon from here.
Uh-oh!
Oh. It was on a 90-16, and then it just rolled to a 6. To miss.
Oh, stop!
Interact to pull it back. One more with a natural 9, so it's nothing from him. And then we go to the one that's hovering over Scarab that was looking for Monet.
He was looking for Monet!
Now he got a big old pig butt in his face.
Yeah, he's gonna try to tumble through Tricky. This is acrobatics against your reflex DC, I think. Oh, not the best. Not the worst, either. Does 18 beat your reflex DC?
Reflex DC.
Or 19, sorry.
19?
Double sorry, 20? Does I'm sorry not. To keep doing that. It was
21?
It does not.
Okay, so 20 is not enough. Yeah, rolled an 11. He gets a plus 8, but he also gets a plus 1 because it's a task related to what he's trying to do for his diabolic thing, so he gets a plus 1 from that as well.
Yeah, Tricky just like put his butt down a little bit as this guy tried to roll through.
Yeah, so he doesn't make it through your space.
He met a soft, squishy wall.
He's going to try to do it again. Probably not going to work either. Oh. Okay, that is a better roll. That's...
You got to beat a 20...
23.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Okay, so he's going to... Boop, boop. 3... 4, 5. He'll be there at 25 feet. And he's going to swing at you, Monet. With his third action.
Okay.
22.
That is a miss.
Nice. Yep. And then he kills himself with his fourth action. Scarab, it's your go.
He doesn't have that fourth action anymore because he's too sad.
We'll spend all three actions, be depressed.
Scarab. Yeah, I guess he's just gonna stay laying. He'll reload his weapon. He'll fire at the puking. No, he'll fire at the one that's been attacking Monet, or the one that wants Monet. Is that the green one?
No, it's the purple one.
Yeah, he's gonna fire at that one.
We all feel bad for the puking one.
Yeah.
Thinking about flanking him, he got minus 4 to his AC.
Terrible, terrible, bad. Maybe not. 20 to hit.
Wait, you're shooting at the purple one?
Yeah.
Through Tricky and Monet?
Yeah.
I'm going to give him partial cover on that. And what did you get?
20.
That is a miss.
Yeah.
Damn! Tricky, swing away!
Tricky's going to attack the puking one.
Okay, he's got a minus 2 to his AC.
Poor guy.
28 to hit.
Critical.
Wow!
Yes, finally!
Kill him. Kill him.
Please!
He hasn't taken any damage yet. Please kill him. He's sitting there puking, not doing anything.
22 damage.
Still standing, barely, throwing up even more now.
And Tricky swings again. 24 to hit.
Hit.
Hell yeah.
Poopoo rolls 10 damage.
Then he dies.
Okay, there you go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Scarab and Tricky's turn.
Poor guy.
Sorry, man.
He's really shit the bed on that one.
Just been peeing.
It's his first day being in the honor guard. He's like, I'm gonna impress the king so bad.
And then he finds out that his king is fake. He's puking.
Didn't even have time to grieve, really. He just kept throwing up and then got stabbed in the gut. And just says, Aishimai, how embarrassing, and he dies. Okay, so after Scarab would be the king, who is unconscious. So it goes to the puking one, who's dead. So it goes to Rootmore.
There we go. We'll just squeeze through here. Hello!
Swing at the one with the purple mark.
Fish is swinging!
22 to hit.
Hit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow, terrible. 8 bludgeoning.
He laughs at you. All right.
That's it. One action move, 2 action, vicious swing.
Free action to laugh again.
Oh, stop. Oh, you make me sad.
Monet, here go.
Kobold reaches into his pocket, pulls out some crumbs that he has from earlier, throws them at you, laughs.
Umar slowly lays his hammer down, just walks home. Never see him again.
Okay, Monet will...
stupid.
Monet will do a 2-action elemental blast melee on this, that one. The mm-hmm. one...
Same one Rootmore just made laugh?
Yeah, the okay. one who hates her.
Why are you laughing? It's not fair!
How's a... 13?
Nope.
Flanked?
Nope. Still nope. Laughs a third time.
All right.
Dies laughing.
She'll try a...
Oh, it's a good strategy, Moray.
She'll try a single. On the green one. Single. Action elemental blast on the green one.
Okay.
God, you said single, and I just immediately thought cheeseburger.
Do doubles. Gotta do double.
Thought you're gonna take him on a date.
No.
I cast single on you. He no longer has a girlfriend.
26.
That's a hit.
Yes.
All right. There this guy. It's gotta take some 9 damage. I rolled 2 1s.
Still good.
9 damage. He's horrified of you.
Oh, thank God.
That was the number to not laugh.
What did Rootmore get? 8.
It's the 1 damage that tips the scale. Serious business. All right, it's going to be each of them next. The purple one goes first. Probably a bad idea, but he sees that you're slowly surrounding him, and he's going to attempt to tumble through your space, Monet. If he succeeds, he won't trigger your AOO Rootmore, but if he fails, you can probably crush him.
And that's against a reflex?
Yeah, and that's not a good roll either. That's a 16.
That is a failure.
Yep. Okay. Ooh, go ahead and take your AOO.
That does a thing. Oh!
Your opportune strike, or whatever it's called.
Or whatever it's called. I hate this game. It's stupid.
Sucks, I quit.
22.
Play magic. 22's a hit.
Oh, neat. 15 bludgeoning.
And he dies.
Brutal and cool.
Next is the green one.
Make it count.
Ah, you want to kiss me? You're going after me this whole time. Why don't you just say something?
Why don't you walk a little closer to me? I guess you're out of reactions, huh? Way to turn him and step in my square.
True, it was all a ruse. He's going to squeak on by here. 5, 10, 15.
Oh, no. That's what I was afraid of.
And he's going to swing a claw at the traitor. He'll move there, 20. Swings a claw down at the unconscious kobold.
Yeah.
He rolls a natural 4.
Okay, does he miss a floored agent?
I don't know. Give me a sec to add everything up here. Because that would be a 14 minus 1, because that is going against the Diabolic Edict. So a 13 to hit an unconscious creature.
When you're unconscious, it's minus 4 to the AC, if that matters.
That does matter. It misses. Clatters on stone, and so he has one more attack.
Scarab.
I want to use up my pee-pee.
Give me disadvantage?
Yeah.
All right. That's not a bad idea.
Scarab saddles himself on his belly and he puts his hands just on his cheeks as he looks up and he's like, come on, man, seriously? She's right there.
First eye, natural 8. Second eye, Natural one.
Wow.
Oh, hell yeah. Good coffee.
So give me a red card here.
What happens to this man?
Did you poo-poo in your pants?
You think you're going to kill himself right now?
What happens to this man?
I want
to
play Benny Hill for this combat.
You play like 4 seconds of it. Maybe more, actually. I don't know about Benny Hill. It's old.
As he goes to swing a second time, frustrated at the first, he slips and he is flat-footed off guard as he stumbles in place like an idiot.
His
Scarab.
Mind is just so fuddled because he can't get images of Rootmore out of it.
Did this man just fall prone?
No, he is just flat-footed.
Okay. Yeah, that would have been funny.
Like slips in place and he's like doing a little like, whoa, 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 in place.
Yeah, you've been laying down this whole time.
No, I think he's like, he can't focus because he's thinking about killing Rootmore. You know?
Oh, that's true.
Have to be like the diabolic edict is like messing with his brain.
Yeah.
He's got two different codes that are fighting each other.
Thanks
right now.
Thanks for being on brand. That's a much better option. I'm just being defeatist.
I know.
Can't get but you out of
it,
my
it makes sense in the story that
head.
He's like, he had to pull himself away from Rootmore to get over there.
You're right. You're
I
right.
know it's hard.
Scarab, shoot this guy in the face.
Reload!
Scarab shouts and then he raises his hand in the air and he's like, hey, hey, buddy, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey! Ah, shit, right here! Bang!
As he absolutely obliterates this guy. It's a 36 to hit.
Critical hit.
Yes, finally!
24 damage.
And he dies.
Wow.
It ended up saving her life, not in the way that she thought, probably.
Probably. You are out of combat, surrounded by kobold bodies and an unconscious albino kobold.
Money's gonna tie her up.
I was trying to get that guy's attention. It's very dangerous to snap with a gun in your hand. I'm gonna reload.
Reload. Stand up. Brush off.
Who is this? Lady?
Money's gonna tie her up with... How much rope does she have? She has a lot of rope. I'll tell you.
Scarab's gonna saddle back on Tricky.
Wow, that was intense.
Yeah, Monet will tie her up with 100 feet of rope.
Okay.
That's a cocoon!
I know, cocoon.
Ain't no moving happening here.
She's a lot smaller than her illusion put on. Yeah. So that's enough to wrap her up several times. She's now a cartoonish ball of rope.
Nice.
Little lizard head sticking out the front.
No getting out of this.
Scarab would have pulled away any items of interest, especially...
Oh, no, they're all on the rope.
Wands. Or magical... look, can you tell us what this lady looks like? Because I'm screaming to say it.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Tell us.
She looking like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady.
Okay, so... It is a small feminine kobold with albino scales, a kind of pinkish white colored hue to them. She is gowned in a black robe. Her hand is limply holding onto that strange glowing dagger that she threw at you earlier. It still glows, although the yellow light that was kind of enforced on it has now changed to a more insidious dark maroon color. Next to you, Monet, by your feet, is what once was the crown, but has now shimmered back into another shape as well. This one in the form of a wide brim, almost wizard looking hat.
Is this Ulis Mila?
Hmm?
Is this Ulis Mila?
Not that you know, unless somebody told you Ulis Mila was a kobold.
Maybe she turned herself into a kobold.
Maybe double illusion.
Double illusion.
This one's tricky. She does magic while she's asleep.
They called her a traitor. Could this be that Vregma?
That was my thought.
Definitely not a fae, but looks like a witch.
Monet gonna pick up the hat.
Sure.
Yeah, try it on, Monet.
Is it?
I mean,
wider?
Why not? She does that all the time, doesn't she? Got it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a wide-brimmed hat, dude. Is it bigger than Monet's hat or smaller, as far as the width?
No, I don't think that she's going to try it on because the last thing she just tried on got fused to her skin.
True, yeah.
It's like, it would have been oversized on a kobold and looked much more grand than it actually is on a normal person. It just looks like what you would expect a normal wide-brimmed wizard hat to look like. We're not pulling a Gandalf here, but, you know, respectable.
Can Scarab possibly recall, now that everything's over, like, was it the same that they saw in their dreams? If it's not worth it to roll, then it's not worth it.
If what was the same?
The kobold that we just fought. The, not her, but the fake one.
If the fake one you saw was the same one you saw in your dreams?
Yeah. Was there ever actually, because they say traitor, so I figured they had a kobold king. Maybe this lady came in and, you know, just whisper and just took his place. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that you would know anyway. There would be no definitive, unless you guys can think of some way to tell. I don't think there would be a definitive way aside from you saw and heard, and then you saw and heard.
Yeah.
Although you do know that she sounded, as I said, slightly different from how the voice sounded in the dream. And thinking back on it now, that kind of makes sense. The curtain was there. There was a voice coming from the curtain. They were a little uncertain until they saw, and then they were like, nope, never mind. No doubts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder if this lady... I wonder if this is even a kobold and not something taking shape of a kobold.
Double illusion. Monet wants to look at the tag of the hat to see if it's a hat of disguise.
The tag of the hat? Still on. This is Macy's?
This belongs to Macy.
Do you guys have any way to identify magic items?
Yeah.
I can do a crafting check, arcana. I can deceive it. Can I check that with crafting? I don't know. Crafting. Identify alchemy.
Oh, I can if it's occultism. If it's an occult item.
Could do religion.
The hat is not. The dagger is.
Ooh. Let me look at that dagger then.
The hat would need an arcana check.
I can also do arcana.
Okay. Go ahead and give me rolls on those.
Okay. So...
I want to do one of them too. Give me one of them.
I got an 18 on the arcana. I'm just going to go alphabetically.
Okay.
I got a 28, if that gives us more.
Mm-hmm. I think it's higher than 18.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a natural 18. Did not add anything.
Yeah, same.
Sorry. That is a 26.
Okay. 26, 28 on the hat. And then for the dagger?
For the dagger.
28.
No. 13.
Okay. The two of you looking over this, kind of just like it kind of looks like one of these. And you're like, no, maybe one of those. And you kind of deliberate for a minute until you both come to the conclusion that the hat appears to be a hat of disguise. But this is a stronger form of magic, i.e. a greater hat of disguise.
Ooh.
Wow.
Unlike a normal hat of disguise, which gives you the ability to disguise oneself, as with the spell Disguise Self, a greater hat of disguise allows the user to cast Alter Self. So rather than simply looking like, somebody can become something else.
That's so cool.
Okay, so we can probably surmise that this is a kobold. Maybe. Okay.
And then for the dagger, Monet, you haven't read anything about this before, this particular blade. You know that it's some kind of magical blade. Scarab, however, you have heard tell of a blade such as this in your many travels looking for antiquities of import or power. This is known as the Heart Ripper Blade.
Ooh. Heart Ripper!
Thinking back on it now, the display at the beginning of the fight makes sense, as this wicked-looking curved dagger is a +1 striking dagger that draws power from defeating foes,
mm-hmm.
either to bolster itself or its wielder. The Heart Ripper Blade is well-suited for use in any ritual that involves divination, and incorporating it into any ritual with the divination trait grants the wielder a +1 bonus on any check made to resolve the effects of that ritual's casting. Furthermore, as a reaction once per day, if you reduce a foe to 0 hit points with a strike from the Heart Ripper Blade, Then, the Heart Ripper blade will draw power from the devastating strike, causing its blade to erupt in black flames.
Wow.
For 1 minute, strikes with the Heart Ripper blade inflict an additional 1d6 negative damage to living creatures.
Ooh.
Additionally, once per day, as a reaction, if you reduce a foe to 0 hit points with a strike from the Heart Ripper blade, you can instead draw life from the victim's body and siphon it into yourself. Choose one of the following effects: either restore 2d8 hit points, reduce the value of your clumsy, enfeebled, or stupefied conditions by 1, or reduce the stage of 1 toxin or disease you're suffering from by 1 stage. This cannot cure or reduce the condition below 1.
Wow.
So yeah, once a day, if you kill something with the blade, then you can either set it on fire and do negative damage additionally, or you can use it to gain health or relieve yourself of a condition.
This is a scary bastard of a dagger.
Yeah, and as you're looking at it now and you can see those, like I said, like that maroon-like glow looking into it, you can see the black flames and they slowly begin to dwindle before the effect dissipates.
Be happy to hold on to this artifact if somebody doesn't want to swing it around.
I don't want to touch it. It's scary.
Oh, you scared? He waves it in your face.
No, please!
The butt end first.
I'm scared. Why?
Cuts his beard.
Yeah, while y'all are doing that, Rootmore is just gathering all the weapons and shit from the other kobolds and carrying them back and forth to our little stash.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yep, 4 more sets of studded leather armor, as well as 4 flying talons.
God, I remember we found Edgrin, and there's just one of these kobolds with that chain.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little bit of trouble.
I know.
I was a little scared when we walked into this room, saw 4 of them. So, ooh.
Yeah, it would have been nice if I didn't roll like ass.
Yeah, that crit really fucked you too, the sickened one.
The other set of armor that you see is that black leather armor that was on that Slurk Tamer.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, curious. What's up with that?
It has a rune etched into it.
Fancy.
Me do wear leathers. What's it look like? Let's take a deep look at this.
Crafting check.
I don't think the material matters.
No crafting? Okay.
Give me that rune!
Can you aid?
Crafting,
I,
you say?
No, I have a +0 to crafting.
Yeah, fuck it. 30.
I can't.
It's a shadow rune.
Oh, neat.
I don't have
stealthiness?
Anything.
Do you have stealth?
Yes, it is a rune etched into armor that gives it a hazy black appearance. You gain a +1 item bonus to stealth checks while wearing the armor.
That's cool. Yeah. I'll take it.
I have a +4 to stealth.
I'll take it.
That way I'll be -2 on stealth.
I just don't have any runes. I don't have anything.
I mean, you can have it, because I am stealthy. I don't necessarily need more stealth. Plus, you already well black. You well black.
I well black. I will. I'm a little armor. I can squeeze into some cobalt armor.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's stretchy. I mean, it's not made well. It'll work. It's just going to look like high-level armor.
Mm-hmm. Also, something else to consider with that greater hat of disguise. This is legacy content, so I don't know how it works in 2E, but the spell Alter Self is a level 2 spell that says you can... it lasts for 1 minute, and it says when you cast this spell, you can assume the form of any small or medium creature of the humanoid type. If the form you assume has any of the following abilities, you gain the listed ability. Dark vision, 60 feet. Low light vision. Scent and swim. Swim speed, 30 feet.
Huh.
If you choose a small creature, you gain a +2 size bonus to your dexterity. And if you choose a medium creature, then you get a +2 size bonus to your strength.
That's cool.
I mean, Scarab would like to take the hat if nobody else is wanting it.
Nah.
Well, I can be a cat.
Scarab, he literally, is...
Is if Rootmore used it, he'd technically be lying.
Every time he uses it, it's anathema to your god.
Well, Scarab's been walking around without a hood. He'd kind of like to put this hat on and turn it back into his hood.
You can do that. You can disguise the hat as whatever you like.
Yeah, he just wants his hood, not the whole cape and all that. He just wants his eyes covered again. He's been seeing too much cape.
Okay. Also, for reference, the cast time on that is one standard action.
Wow.
Which I assume will mean two actions in 2E, because before you had one move and one action. So, yeah. So two action cast on that. Lasts for a minute per level.
I know there's a spell somewhere. I just don't know what...
And that's the thing. I've used this item in 2E.
Well, there's the disguise self one.
Okay, so maybe this is just a different version of
this. This is the greater disguise.
Yeah, and that's the part
that's like the other one uses the spell disguise self. This one uses alter self, and I don't think there's an alter self in PF2E.
So is it okay if I have the armor? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't do anything. Okay.
And it's just shadow.
The shadow leather armor.
It's just leather armor with the shadow rune. Yeah, see, the closest spell that you can get in 2E is called Humanoid Form, but it's way more boring. Transform your appearance to that of a small or medium humanoid, such as a dwarf, elf, goblin, halfling, human, or orc. You gain the humanoid trait in addition to your other traits while in this form, as well as any trait related to the creature's kind, such as goblin or human traits. If this transformation reduces your size, it reduces your reach accordingly, typically 5 feet. This transformation doesn't change your statistics in any way, and you don't gain any specialized abilities of the humanoid form you assume. You can still wear and use your gear, which changes size if necessary to match your new form. If items leave your person, they return to their usual size. Human form grants you a +4 status bonus to deception checks to pass as a generic member of the human ancestry, and you add your level even if you're untrained, but you can't make yourself look like a specific person. If you want to impersonate an individual, you still need to create a disguise, though the GM won't factor in the difference in ancestry when determining the DC of your deception check. You can dismiss the spell. So yeah, if you need to look it up, you can look up Pathfinder 1 Alter Self for the spell.
Okay.
And that is a once per day deal. Also, it bears mentioning, I believe that if an item is invested by you, i.e. the magic item, and it has already been used, I think you can still use the effect because you're investing in it. Although I think normally investing in an item takes 24 hours anyway before you can use their effects.
I have never thought about that before, but when you were talking about the dagger, I was like, what? So can somebody else just grab it, get some health, pass it to the next guy, they get some health? Or is it like one and done for the day for the dagger?
If you were killing somebody each time, but I think it's for the dagger.
Yeah, I just don't know if we've ever come across something like that.
The rules have caveats in place, because I think it's technically where it doesn't do that, but if you invest in a magic item, i.e. have the ability to use it, you have to wait 24 hours before you can actually use the item's effect. You're also limited on how many magical items you can have invested on yourself, and that's affected by your class and level and all that.
Okay. Like that. It like that thing.
I think so. I'm not very good at this.
That's not true.
I think as long as you have like slots, you know, left hand, right hand, if it's a ring, finger, if it's a necklace, I think you're good.
So,
I mean, unless they changed it. You can invest no more than 10 items per day.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you invest your energy in an item with the invested trait as you don it. This process requires one or more interact actions, usually taking the same amount of time it takes to don the item normally. Once you've invested the item, you benefit from its constant magical abilities as though you meet its other requirements. For most invested items, the only other requirement is that you must be wearing the item. This investiture lasts until you remove the item. You can invest in no more than 10 per day. If you remove an invested item, it loses its investiture. This item still counts against your daily limit after it loses its investiture. You reset the limit during your daily preparations. So you can't have like 10 things on and then take one off and put on a new magic item, because that one you took off still counts until the next day.
No.
Yeah, this ain't no MMO.
If you're still wearing items you had invested the previous day, you can typically keep them invested on the new day, but they still count against your limit. And I believe magic items have the invest trait on them, which will let you know.
Yes.
Not that you guys don't have 30 magical items, so we're not worried about that.
I'd like to do a good check around the room before she wakes up, if that's cool.
Good idea. Anybody hurt?
Are we taking her back to town, or?
It's a good question. Good question. We'll see what she knows.
There's more to this room.
Yeah, let's poke around the room while she's out.
Yeah, I don't know. It could...
Just if we're going to take her back to town, I don't know that we should wake her up.
I say we just let her do it in her own time. She's a ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cocooned.
Like a rubber band ball.
Who knows? Who knows how good her magic's be?
Cover her mouth, too. She's a spellcaster. Don't want her casting spells.
She suffocates.
Yeah, and she can't do the somatic component of her spells. She can only do verbal spells, which aren't many spells that are only verbal.
Just take some of that leather armor over there and shove it in her mouth. Not so much that it's cruel, but just enough to where, you know, it's like slightly comfortable and she won't want to talk.
Oh yeah, I should reveal a little bit more because of where y'all are standing as well. In the eastern part of the room, it narrows to a hallway that seems to fork, one going north and one going southeast. You can see part of Emad's text here where it says, "So dark."
Did you do it blind?
Yeah.
Did you do a good job?
Cool.
Writing that blind? Cool.
Nice.
Oh yeah, great. All the lines are connecting.
Oh, it's tiny now.
Shrink that down for you.
That looks great, dude. Look at that R.
Is there anything else in there? Link on the dais?
The throne is now bare, and aside from looking very ominous and very cool, there's nothing else around it. Aside from that shoddily erected, tattered curtain. Doesn't seem to be any trinkets or treasures around, nothing of interest aside from the throne itself.
Cool.
Any life to the creature hanging there?
Points to the great centipede.
Looks pretty dead.
Okay.
No, I think he's just in pieces.
It's ugly. It's big. It's too big.
That does lead back to my question. Are we taking her back to town?
I think we need to find out who she is first.
Yeah, we don't have much time. There could be more undead forming.
We'll wake her up. Ask her questions and shit.
Yeah.
Slap her around a little bit.
Yeah.
Non-lethal slap. Non-lethal slap. Who do you work for? Non-lethal slap. Yeah, she could easily be dead right now. Might as well. Hey, you!
Scare pistol whips them.
Dead.
No, he's gonna nudge her shoulder.
Yeah, we'll say you guys spend some time violently shaking her and she wakes up.
Who? What? Speak nothing in witch tongue. Who are you?
I guess she has to speak. She's a witch.
Dang. Caught her.
I knew it.
Say nothing if you're weird. She's weird. Come on, open up.
He frees her, unties her. Hands her all her things.
Reveals another deck. He puts the hat back on. Now she looks like you.
Now will you talk in a circle. To us?
Yes, now will you talk to us? Just kidding.
What do you want to know? Your name. Are you Vregma? I'm Jack-a-Jack. Jack-a-Jack. Have we heard this name?
No.
How should I know?
Your followers, they turned on you when they saw who you were. Why?
When they saw I wasn't the king.
Yeah. Why?
This king. Because I wasn't the king.
Very true. Where is he?
How do you spell her name?
Jekajak. J-E-K-K-A-J-A-K.
I like it.
How strange, Rootmore.
What?
This is just weird.
It is. Why are you pretending to be king?
It was his orders. He bade me do it. Damn.
Sense motive? Or you do it, I'm sorry. It's plus 15.
Are you a believer?
Where did he go?
Down below. Following dreams, visions, where to go to draw more power to his crown. Where is he getting these visions? I don't know.
It's not you. Who are you? Just a lackey?
I'm Jack-a-Jack.
Ah, Jack-a-Jack. Who's this lady Fregma you've been digging for?
Fregma?
Do you know this name?
Yes. She is the king's consort.
Ah, so that's not you?
No. I'm the court sorcerer.
Yeah, always trash.
That's hurtful.
I've seen the last unicorn.
She another kobold?
Yes.
The lady Fregma is?
Yes.
Tell me, this Fregma, is she a true scale?
Yes.
You don't she sound so sure.
Should be. Are my hands free?
No.
She should be over there.
Nudges her head east.
Oh. In the king's chambers.
Is the king responsible for the undead showing up?
Yes. No. Maybe. I don't know.
Can you repeat the question? Yeah. Again, Rootmore. Ask again.
I don't know. Please.
You're not the boss of me now.
Why did he ask you to step in for him? Just because he wanted to go downstairs?
The others do not know that he left. They do not know that they have been abandoned.
This is bad. To even throw his own people under the bus. What the hell is a bus?
He asked me only because only I can.
She says with a little bit of pride.
Why, because of your magic?
Yes.
No more.
No. Unless you want to give me my hat back.
No.
But it's mine.
And you stay here.
It's not very heroic.
We need to head east.
Stealing a lady's hat.
You gonna be okay down there?
Down where?
Laying there in the ropes.
Kind of cozy.
Yeah, she looks comfortable. I'm actually swaddled. Kind of jealous.
Just you wait till I cut myself out with my... Where's my knife?
That knife is like super evil, dude. You can't have it.
No!
Our species is far too stupid to be carrying stuff like this around.
Waves the knife about.
Just very good at killing.
My intelligence knows no bounds.
He drops it into his bag. Free.
Cuts through the bottom. Stabs her.
And she dies. No, she can lay here for a while.
Nothing evil about killing. You killed plenty of people on your way here.
It's an accident. They got in the way of the hammer.
Feel an overwhelming pressure over your shoulder.
Good.
I lied.
Is it a lie if he believes it?
It's the greatest lie of all.
Every swing. Oh, oops, oops, oops.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Can't stop flipping.
I'm cool with going east.
Yeah, she'll be fine here.
King's chambers, huh?
Yeah, you guys should do that and just untie me, and I guess you can have my hat and my dagger. Now just go.
Look.
No.
I just don't very well trust you to go anywhere of good.
What the fluff? That's not heroic.
Even your own people wanted you dead.
They only wanted to kill Jack-a-Jack because Jack-a-Jack was not king.
What are the king's plans?
Why such reverence for the king?
He is very strong.
What is his goal? What is he trying to do?
He found the hat.
The true crown. The one you were faking?
The crown. Yes, that one.
The one we've seen in the dreams.
What we found it in the tunnels long ago. Flashback!
Oh.
Just kidding. We found it when we first came here. Ever since, he's been getting visions. He says that if he follows the visions, the hat will grow stronger. Make him stronger. It already gives him strength. Strength that none of the other true scales have. Strength that could lead him to conquer other kobold tribes. Strength that could make him maybe even as strong as true blood dragons.
Impossible. Stupid. heresy! You should be dead!
Which dragon do you worship, Gold One?
The Great Green of Hungry Mountain.
What's his name?
He's been there for hundreds of years. Putrefax.
That's pretty cool. I was going to call you a heretic and spit like you did. But you know his name.
Yeah, just try spitting, dork.
My mouth is dry. Can I have some water?
Must be because you're so bloated.
More, give me some water.
Yeah, I don't have any. Oh, yeah, I guess I do have water. Let me see. Damn it.
Just pours it on her forehead.
Oh, delicious.
Look, the longer we're standing here talking to this idiot, the more I want to untie them and let them go.
I know, me
we
too.
We should be talking. This is going great. You guys are a lot nicer. You know, when I saw that hammer coming right for my head, I thought, this is it, Jack-a-Jack. You're dead. But I'm not. I'm here. Here I am.
Oh, I wanted to.
Talking about maybe letting me go, and I think that's so heroic of you.
Damn.
I like her.
I truly don't expect much from you. But if you want to join... well, no, you're a part of this. How do you feel about this undead uprising? Have you witnessed it yourself, your own friends?
No.
Transforming in front of you?
No. Not in front of me.
Would you like that?
Do you have any friends?
What way transform? To big strong dragons?
No, ugly dumb. Your limbs fall off. You gnash.
Maybe if we hang out in this room long enough, we'll see it happen.
You are tied up, and there are 5 corpses here. Do you want to see what your master is truly doing? Or do you want to join the cause and fight against this?
I'd like to go.
Head to the Hungry Mountains, you idiot.
Scarab starts undoing the ropes.
Go to the Hungry Mountains. A true King Kobold is there.
So, no hat?
No hat. You'll get it back once I get to the Hungry Mountains. How about that?
She looks at you sheepishly, but...
What about the dagger? I think it's a long way to the Hungry Mountains for one little kobold. A dagger would help.
Please. We can give you a crossbow.
I don't do that.
Look at this fancy spear. It's just a fucking stick.
No, Scarab's going to hand her a dagger and a week's worth of rations and tell her to get out.
But not that dagger.
Not that dagger. A dagger.
Dagger sucks. Jack is dead.
Be grateful.
Dead.
If your magic is good enough, you can spend some time on that, draw some runes on it, make it do something cool, but you're going to do it out of here and far away.
I'm a sorcerer and I don't have many spell slots.
You dork.
Jack, if we gave you back your dagger, then you would be dead because we'd have to kill you.
Why would you do that?
Because you'd have the dagger back.
I see the problem.
Yeah.
Biggest problem is that we don't trust you.
Okay, Jack-a-Jack will be going.
Thank you for understanding.
Just let Jack-a-Jack grab a staff.
And she walks back up to the dais and picks up her stick.
And I'll be going.
I knew it!
What's going on with that stick? Give it to me!
Just the stick! No.
Let me see!
Stick!
Give it! Detect magic!
You don't detect any magic.
Fine, take it.
It's a stick.
I summon the dragon of all the gods.
By the will of Amun-Ra!
I was totally gonna shoot you!
Still spinning.
Get out. Go.
Okay. Guys are pretty nice.
Don't forget it.
Is it nice at the Hungry Mountains?
You're going that right.
Is it nice? Do I have something to look forward to?
I've never been.
Does it make the trip shorter or longer thinking about the place I'm going?
There's a lot of trees. Many, many different types of people there. I used to not like... Look, as a kobold, you're going to see many. Orcs. Goblins. Hobgoblins and Gnoll.
I don't like any of those things.
No, but soon enough. Just go.
Damn, that's ominous. Okay. What are the names of my torturers, my saviors?
I'm Shabunga, Krazoa Bafomdad, the first. You may call me Scarab. General, for the Queen Mother.
I wouldn't have given her my name. And I won't.
Ah! Rootmore Redmane.
Don't curse me, witch.
Too late. I shall tell a tale of Red Four Bloodmane and Shibungi Dungu.
Shibungi Dungu. Dungu.
Thank you. And she turns and walks away.
Dang it, I was doing a good job of keeping character until I saw Matt's face. Just see your eyes on the screen as I say Shibungi Dungu. Your eyebrows shot up and I laughed.
Because I root for Redmane.
Rutford Rudmane.
Rudmane.
Whatever I said. All right, yeah, and she sods off.
King's Chambers. The King's Chambers. That's what we're looking at, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
For next time.
Oh, man, my heart beats. That's good.
Oh! You ready for this?
Ready? I'm ready. I'm ready. You can start now.
The Cursed Caravan. I'm going to start over.
Probably a good idea. You can do it, hun.
The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The Cursed Caravan theme music that you are hearing right now is written by Matt.
Me.
That's Matt. We would also like to thank Michael Kelphy Studios, World Reference, The World Reference, for our beat. I'm sorry, I had to swallow.
Go.
Let me start over because he deserves this. They deserve this.
Also, you're going to want to cut that. We don't need that clip.
Shit, you're so We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, The World Reference, for Tabletop RPG Audio, for the music and ambiance that we use in our episodes. Thank you, Michael Gelfi.
Thank you.
You can find out more about them at michaelgelfi.com. Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description.
Patreon's lit.
We've got YouTube. We've got YouTube.
Yeah.
We've got Spotify. We all the other podcast apps that you listen to. Matt and Emod also have YouTube channels. Bamboo Trauma. Nope. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I said Matt and Emod.
Oh.
Sweet Boy Toshio and Bamboo Trauma, respectively. Check them out. Matt also has a TikTok, Sweet Boy Toshio also.
Thank you.
Leave comments on them. Leave comments on our YouTube. Leave comments on any podcast app that you listen to, and we will read them like we're about to do right now.
Yeah, episode 41 of Crown of the Kobold King, and she's so dying. That's the crazy zombie fight, the elemental zombie fight in the tower.
Yeah.
This is from the Friendly Dagger. He says, the music cutting out when Matt said Tricky was dead broke my heart. And also, I love you too.
Yes, right. That was like, what, the end of... love you, Justin. Love you, Friendly Dagger. Yeah, that was at the end of the fight when there were, what, like three people on the ground?
Yeah. That was scary.
Gosh, that was a tense one.
Guess what? Tricky's not dead.
No.
No.
I tried to kill him like a couple episodes ago. Didn't work.
He's alive. He's still
here.
Did
I try to kill him?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I was just ready for it. I signed off and I was like, fuck, this is it.
He was like, did I do it? I thought we were going after the pig.
No, but Tricky didn't want to give up.
Fight,
I think the last time I threatened the pig.
I gave up. Tricky didn't.
Was with the butcher.
The butcher.
The butcher.
You want to sell that ham?
It's scary.
Never seen a hog so big.
Like, sometimes I care more about the little friend than I do my own character.
Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
Hey, thanks, bud.
Hey, bud.
Thanks there, bud. Leave us comments. You can also email us at thecursedcaravan@gmail.com. Rate us on all of your podcast apps of choice, especially Apple Podcasts, because Apple, you know.
Apparently it's good.
Yeah, it's Apple.
Yeah.
Emod likes it when you're on the YouTube, though.
Yeah, those are fun. Those are good fun.
All of our contact information is in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan. Bye.
Thank you.
Wear your seatbelt. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mark.
Wash your hands.
20. Bye.
Get off. Get out of here.
No, I'm part of the party too now.
It's me.
I'm a sorcerer. Wee.
Let's get that in writing. We got a sorcerer.
Yeah.
If you'll just hand me back my dagger, I can help.
If you could promise. You make a promise. Get this in writing.
Jack never lies.
Okay, sounds pretty good.
Except all the time.
Do parrots understand English, or do they just repeat it?
Calcifer understands English.
Calcifer is not a parrot; it's a cat. Just for clarification for the listener.
Yeah. Also, I didn't mean to pose that question as if I was Riker from Ripley's Believe It or Not. Well, do you know what I'm talking about? The guy who's he seems like he's ADHD asking a bunch of random questions.
Do you ever go wandering?
What happens if a sandwich hits you in the head at 30 miles an hour?
Have you ever gotten lost in a parking lot?
Yeah, that guy. We've shown you a supercut of him just asking questions over and over again. But
can
he was
a plant really solve a murder?
He was Riker.
Do
from,
tall people make you scared?
From Next Generation Star Trek. And then he went on to be the host of Ripley's Believe It or Not. And he starts every episode by posing a hypothetical, and then the episode is about that. Video, yeah, right? Yeah. But apparently I asked.
Have you ever forgotten question. Where you left your car at a amusement park?
Have you called a plumber lately?